There's a federal court hearing tomorrow in Nevada stemming from the soaring demand for lithium-ion batteries used in electric cars. A proposed lithium mine at the site of North America's largest deposit of the mineral is being fought by environmental and tribal activists. They say the land is sacred to some Native Americans. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Off a lonely highway in northern Nevada, a collection of brightly colored tents, a horse trailer and latrine, suddenly comes into view, a stark contrast to the pale, sagebrush-covered mountains. Closer in, the nylon tents flap in the near-constant wind.
Right here, I've been camped here for about a month and a half now.
Gary McKinney of the Duck Valley Reservation wears black sunglasses, an American Indian Movement ski hat, and tank top, exposing tattooed arms.
This right here, man, this is a, we call it Thacker Pass, Pahimaha.
Pahimaha means rotten moon in Paiute. He says it's the site of a massacre, likely between warring tribes. Today, it's a sacred burial ground. The land is strewn with cultural artifacts, traditional foods, and medicinal plants. It's also rich in lithium, the main reason McKinney and a few other protesters say they're staging an occupation on this public land where a massive lithium mine is proposed.
I'm prepared to stay out here and oppose this mine for as long as it takes. As long as it takes.
If approved, the mine could increase U.S. lithium production tenfold. Demand is forecast to triple by 2025 as more automakers transition to electric engines.
We can't flush out all the water from out of here and rip up all the grass and the sagebrush and all everything that is out here and flip it around and call it green energy. That's greenwashing.
Those are catchphrases, and they probably, on the internet, make you maybe donate some money.
Jan Morrison, the economic development officer in nearby Winnemucca, dismisses most of the mine's opposition as the deep green resistance.
There's no question we're moving towards a society that's less intrusive on the earth, and in order to do that, you have to figure out how to make it happen, and lithium is the key.
The mine promises 1,500 construction jobs initially, then 300 more permanent. The Canadian mining firm Lithium America says it's also prioritizing training and hiring tribal members. CEO John Evans says for 3 years they've been consulting with the local Fort McDermitt, Paiute, and Shoshone tribe, the closest reservation to the mine, and only this spring did it come up that some of the land is a sacred massacre site.
We want to continue to have that consultation and input. And if there's new information, great. Let's get it out in the open and talk about it and figure out how we can work together to address any concerns.
Tomorrow, a federal court will consider an injunction request to stop all preliminary work pending a broader lawsuit. Environmental groups and two tribes are challenging the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's initial approval of the mine in the late hour of the Trump administration. Duranda Hinkey, a Fort McDermitt, Paiute, and Shoshone tribal member, helped form People of Red Mountain, one of the groups that's suing.
Maybe the BLM didn't know about the massacre that happened here is because the indigenous people don't necessarily trust the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, or things like that. But, you know, it's time to hear those voices.
This battle will test the Biden administration, which installed the nation's first-ever Indigenous Interior Secretary, pledging to mend a legacy of mistrust of the U.S. government in Indian country. But on the other hand, the administration needs the lithium to shift from fossil fuels to electric vehicles.
I think it's maybe just to get, like, political gain, you know, just like, oh yeah, we are listening to people, but are you?
The Department of Interior declined NPR's interview requests, but in court filings, the government says it made a reasonable effort to consult with tribes and that the initial mining exploration won't harm cultural resources. The company says it will reclaim the land as it goes. The Fort McDermitt tribe, closest to the mine, hasn't taken a formal stance. Its 1,200 members appear split and curious whether the protest up at the camp will escalate like at Standing Rock. Lorena Bell understands concerns about protecting sacred land, but other mines here over the years helped the tribe and her family.
Well, I'm interested in it because I have three kids. My oldest one is 22, and he's willing to work, but then the thing is there's no place to work here.
Right now, there are only a few jobs with the tribe and school and the one grocery store, she says, so you have to leave the reservation for opportunity. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Fort McDermitt, Nevada.